Lee, Democrats are now openly, not hiding it, openly pro-crime if you are the right voter group.
Yeah.
They're not hiding it. Open about it. If the American people knew what happened in the House yesterday,
yeah,
I think the polls would be overwhelming. They have no idea how bad this party is. Almost 200 House Democrats voted against deporting people who commit welfare fraud. Mm-hmm. In other words, who steal from hardworking American taxpayers.
Right.
Because being on a federal welfare program is illegal. A pledge of the State of the Union address where Bill Clinton took credit for getting that bill passed. It passed in 1995. It's very clear. You can't be on food stamps. You can't be on Medicaid. You can't be on housing aid. And yet, 61% of illegal immigrant families are on at least one illegally. So yesterday, the question was essentially asked to Democrats in this House vote. Illegal immigrant fraud, yes or no? They said, thumbs up, we love it. 200 of them voted against deporting people for welfare fraud.
So they'll stand up for fraud.
Yes, openly.
Yeah.
They used to pretend on stuff like this, Lee.
Yeah.
They used to pretend on stuff like this, but they don't anymore. So what does this mean? Okay, there are a number of crimes that if an illegal immigrant commits them, you're not an American, so you don't have due process rights, mm-hmm, automatic deportation. Automatic. This would simply add the crime of stealing from hardworking American people to that list. So we get you. We catch you. ICE can issue its own bench warrant, and they can come and deport you. Democrats say no. Our future replacement voter, undocumented people, they lost their documents, they can't find them. It happens to everyone. Gavin Newsom, Bernie Sanders, they don't know where their documents are, see? And so, no, we got to keep them, even if they steal from the American people. That is incredible. What they want is a federal charge, jury trial, and conviction before you can be deported for welfare fraud.
In other words, something that would take years.
Yes.
For each individual case.
I used to cover federal court. Federal court is for the worst of the worst cases. They don't do individual little small prosecutions like that. They don't have the staff to do it. What federal court does is, like, say, when the local police department comes to them and says, listen, there's a massive drug conspiracy running by a cartel in Charlotte. That actually happened. And it is beyond us. We can't do it. We're local police. We need the feds. That's who gets prosecuted in federal court. They don't go after a guy dealing some, you know, with a bag of pot on the corner. They go after the guy six levels up, killing the people who are selling in the rival gang, selling the pot on the corner. That's who they go after. Federal court does not have the resources to prosecute this. In other words, what the Democrats are saying is there's not enough prosecutors either. The federal court system is relatively small. Democrats are simply saying, this is incredible. Illegal immigrants should be able to defraud the American people. That is their position. And you see where this is coming from, okay? It started small, and we made a big deal of it on this show. You and I both did. Remember in California and Democrat states after the Summer of Love? They legalized theft. Remember that?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Essentially legalizing stuff, saying, well, you know, if it's under, I think
it's $900 and some odd dollars, yeah.
You just get a ticket.
Right.
We can't arrest you. So we come, we give you a ticket, tell you when to show up to court, we leave you in the parking lot so you can get another TV.
Yeah.
Right? Then they busted down crime under $900 to a misdemeanor, and then the Attorney General for the state of California stopped prosecuting misdemeanors. Mm-hmm. So it was free TVs for everybody.
Exactly.
You just had to go in and get it.
Yeah, you had to show up and go get it.
Yeah, so you did have to still pick it up, right? Yeah. So it started like that with, okay, certain groups of people can shoplift, And now we're to fraud is okay if you're Somali, fraud is okay if you're an illegal immigrant, fraud is okay if you're Armenian and you live in California. We're going to have some of that later because they are a highly valued, very loyal Democrat voting bloc. We, folks, understand where we are in America right now. Their intent is to, I am not exaggerating, enslave the wrong people. That would be me and you, people who don't vote for them, to the right people, those who do vote for them. And you will pay for your own replacement. You will also pay for their upkeep. That is the grand bargain. And you know who described this perfectly? Is Stephen Miller.
But what we found since President Trump came into office is that the Democrats have set up a system to funnel hundreds of billions and ultimately trillions of dollars to migrants that are in our country, oftentimes from places like Somalia. So as an example, ICE recently asked a group of illegal immigrants that were in detention whether or not they were receiving Medicaid. Half of them raised their hands and volunteered that they were on Medicaid, just volunteered that. These aren't the ones who are hiding it, right? They also asked illegal aliens how they paid their medical bills, and they said that if they don't have Medicaid, they go to hospitals, they get free care there, and they bill it to the taxpayers. So they aren't paying for any of their own health care in this country. It's just one example. And we've seen this over and over and over again. So under President Trump's leadership, and then, of course, with JD and the head of the FTC, Andrew Ferguson, we're going to see the first ever effort in American history to reclaim the ultimately trillions of dollars that were stolen from taxpayers.
And they've already done a lot of it. It's not just talks. If this segment makes you mad, Trump has already unplugged 700,000 illegals from food stamp rolls in the red states. Democrats won't turn over their food stamp rolls. Again, why? To hide the fraud. And remember how this system works, Lee, if you wonder why Democrats would vote this way. We had that audio out of Michigan. When you sign up for welfare there, you are no longer required to give a Social Security number or even prove you're an American. It's a 26, 27-page application. At the end, remember the hearing in the legislature, there is a box that you check to register to vote. The application will not process unless you check the box to register to vote. You cannot get welfare in the state of Michigan without registering to vote. So you can see why the Democrats would vote this way. Mm-hmm. You know what's so frustrating, though? Again, this passed the House, okay? 200 Democrats voted, no, we want fraud by illegal immigrants. We prefer them to Americans. We explained that to you explicitly at the State of the Union. What part you didn't get, I don't know. Yeah. Talking to Americans. Well, what the problem here is, this is a great piece of legislation. This is fantastic. You know why they did it? Because, you know, Trump just won the court case to get inside the IRS. So we can see where these checks are going. We just go pick these people up if we don't need a warrant, if we have automatic deport, right?
Right.
Bill passed the House. It's going to die in the Senate. Why? It's going to run into the brick wall called John Thune and the open borders lobby and the Bush, the remnant of the disease of the Bush open borders cabal in the Republican Party. And unfortunately, they're also old or really almost dead that they're all in leadership positions because of seniority. So, again, this is a great country republic changing piece of legislation. Great for Mike Johnson. Great for the House for passing it. It's going to run into the buzzsaw called John Thune and it'll die. Why? Because to get the borders open, they need Democrats to win elections. The Uniparty needs the Democrat flanking contingent. That's why. But good news yesterday, Lee. This is fantastic. Right. Senator, we are making progress with Thune. Don't get me wrong. He gets blistered every day on X. He trends every day now. I've never seen so much hatred directed at one person before, with the exception of, I don't know, maybe Adolf Hitler. I'm not kidding. You should see X on a daily basis. So John Thune, John Kennedy stood up there on the floor of the Senate and said to John Thune, you can pass this. We can pass this. And he said, we need to use a different method. Everybody's arguing about the filibuster. He said, Yes, we can do it that way, but there's an easier way we're all pretending not to know about. And he said, we could do it through reconciliation the same way we got the big, beautiful bill through. He said, just a matter of will. Yeah. But he said, we could do it. Which, by the way, Lee, is what I keep telling you about Lindsey Graham's sanctuary bill, too. If Lindsey Graham really wanted to get this sanctuary bill through, you know what he'd do? He'd do what John Kennedy did yesterday. Have the courage to stand up to John Thune on the floor of the Senate and demand that this stuff get passed. And again, he wants to do it through reconciliation. That would only take 50 plus one votes. We can do the SAVE Act that way and save our country from Chinese election theft, which we learned about yesterday, mass scale Chinese election fraud and theft going on in this country. And we can also, Lee, if we could take 61% of the illegal immigrants who are on welfare, we take them off welfare. There's not enough jobs for them.
No.
You know what they'll do? They'll go home. They will take the $2,600 free money deal plus the free airline ticket, and they will get on that plane and they will go home. And Democrats, Lee, will run down the runway crying and begging them to come back.
No.
Incredible times in this country. What do you make of Israel going rogue? Yeah. Bombing that field.
This is interesting. This is like I was saying yesterday. We don't have allies. We have interest. And
yes.
This is in Israel's mm-hmm. best interest. What Israel is thinking is we need to stop Iran from having the ability to generate income. And that is why they are doing that. And the reason that the Iranians are striking back is because they see that as an opportunity to hurt the U.S. economy in Israel. And if you hurt the U.S. economy, it puts pressure on Israel to stop attacking Iran.
Israel is not wrong.
Yeah.
Because Israel knows the clock is ticking and the Democrats could win in 2028.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back where we were with the Democrats using sanctions essentially to collect bank accounts full of oil money and then giving it to the dictatorship to keep it in power. Trying to get to them to the point where they have a nuke, they have ballistic missiles, and they can wipe out Israel. That is the Democrat Party. It's what they do every time they're in office. Lee, here's the thing. It's maddening oil price-wise that Israel did this.
Yeah.
But I can't fault them too much.
No,
they want to live.
Yeah. Yeah.
They want to survive, and they know the Democrats have other plans.
Yeah.
They get that money, they will reconstitute the program. You get 8 years of Democrat rule, Israel might not survive that. Folks, first thing Democrats do when they get power is move to keep you from shooting their voters. Sorry, replacement voters. They're not legally voters yet. Yeah, gun control laws passing in Virginia. Democrats have been busy little bees. You know what you gotta love? There's one for if you get caught with a gun in your car. I'm not kidding. You can be charged with a felony. See, so there are laws and crimes Democrats do want to prosecute. Folks, given who I am, I don't leave the house without multiple. And anyway. In other words, I could be arrested for what I'm doing right now. Just want to protect myself. But they see that as a danger to their voters. And they see their voters as violent criminals and most especially illegal immigrant violent criminals. That's not rhetoric. I can prove it with facts like this. Same week, we're watching Democrats of Virginia. First thing they do is take the guns away from law-abiding Americans while they churn illegal immigrants who could be deported by ICE back on the street to live with us while taking our guns away because they don't want them to get hurt. I'm not kidding. They don't. By the way, you know that gun storage law in Virginia? Did you see this? Democrats exempted themselves. They can have guns in their car because they don't want to get hit over the head by one of their voters. No, that's for you. The hypocrisy here is incredible. So the same week we see Democrats slinging gun control laws like their cartel-affiliated friends sling bullets, this headline, blue state Democrats block debate on bill to, get this, notify ICE of illegal immigrants arrested for violent crimes. So they're going to disarm you while turning loose a person that could have been deported 6 weeks ago to terrorize you. Democrats in the Minnesota House of Representatives, I'm just presenting where the Democrats are going. Where are they going? Democrats in Minnesota House of Representatives on Monday blocked consideration of legislation that would require local prosecutors to notify federal government when they arrest illegal immigrants for violent crimes. Why? So they can pick them up. Why? Because you understand in these blue areas, they bond them. They turn them right out on bond like they're Americans, right? So they keep going, keep committing more crimes. They churn them out. ICE could hold them and detain them so no one has to get hurt. Border czar Tom Homan announced the end of Operation Metro Surge, a crackdown on illegal immigrants in Minnesota. Folks, you know how great they've done in that state? 12,000 illegal immigrants taken into custody during an enforcement operation. Over 70% convicted of crimes in America. So in other words, good Democrat voters. The kind they really don't want you to kill with your guns in self-defense. I'm serious. This is where we are. But it's not a new place. You know where they got the idea? Mao. I've told you so many times about the Chinese Communist Revolution, and we've played Xi Van Fleet's interviews with Tucker Carlson, in which she explained, look, I remember Communist China as a child. If you are a high-ranking oppressed class, and every human being in China is ranked from 1 to 5, you can beat and kill somebody of a oppressor class, and it is not a crime. They would actually bring oppressor class members up onto the stage to be beaten and killed in front of audiences by oppressed. There's no charges. She talked about what she remembered from when she... This is where Democrats are going. You can see it today. It's all over the news. Certain groups of people, no crimes can stick. No crimes are prosecuted. They are allowed to commit crime. They are encouraged to commit crime. Take Armenians, valuable Democrat voter group in California. They are very loyal and they donate too. When Dr. Oz came to investigate the massive hospice care fraud, Gavin Newsom not only refused to help him because he's fine with them stealing money from the U.S. taxpayer at the rate of billions. There, folks, there is more hospice care money going to the county of L.A. than the rest of the country combined. Newsom says, fine, no, I'm good with it. Instead, refuses to prosecute, refuses to investigate, and files a civil rights complaint against Dr. Oz. That's where we are. Certain people are allowed to commit crime because they are what? In Marxism, which is what they're practicing, this is what you're seeing. This is not soft on crime. Not that. It's classic Marxism. Illegal immigrants are in the most oppressed class because they are the future voters of this country, and so they can commit whatever crimes they want. So, folks, in the same, don't get yourself, oh, Democrats are soft on crime. Every time I hear one of us say that, on our side, I cringe. I'm like, no, that's not, they're not at all. No, they just define crime differently than we do. Listen to Susan Rice, Obama's right-hand man. Or woman, or whatever. Telling corporate CEOs, if you move out of Democrat areas so we can't rob you blind, we're going to prosecute you. We're going to make up crimes. We will bury you. But I didn't commit a crime. Doesn't matter. As we saw from Trump, doesn't matter. But actual crime is not prosecuted. So the same week Democrats are cracking down and making criminals out of law-abiding gun owners, literally, you can't do what I do every day with my gun. In Virginia, I'd be a criminal. Same Democrats are churning actual illegal immigrant criminals out on the street in violation of federal law. So what we're looking at is a system where laws only apply to people who don't consistently vote Democrat. What is that? Is that new? No, it's not. Study them out. It's classic Marxism. Classic Marxism. It's what's coming to this country. Or we can rattle John Thune's cage, get these bills through while we still have time. Because we are running out of time to codify this stuff in the Senate.
Gas prices rising in the last 24 hours as Israel and Iran trade strikes on key energy sites in the Middle East, causing the price of Brent crude oil to jump to over $100 a barrel.
This all comes today as Vice President J.D. Vance and Energy Secretary Chris Wright are set to meet with oil executives as the White House looks for ways to quell the rising costs. Fox Business host Cheryl Cassone here with the latest show.
Right. And you know, the vice president actually was in Michigan yesterday. Everyone is talking about gas prices and oil prices. That's what Americans are feeling the most. There's concerns. We had another inflation reading yesterday that was hotter than expected on the producer level. So this is, you know, they've got to address it. Listen to the vice president.
Gas prices are up, and we know they're up, and we know that people are hurting because of it, and we're doing everything that we can to ensure that they stay lower. We're working on a number of things. In fact, a couple of things that I think will be announced in just the next 24 to 48 hours. I don't want to get ahead of the president on that, but we recognize this is an issue. We are fighting against it, and we promise that when this conflict draws to a close, when this operation draws to a close, we're going to see those energy prices come back down to reality.
So Israel struck the South Pars gas field. That's a large Iranian gas field that's shared with Qatar. Right now, I'm looking at WTI. It's at 98.73, so it's 2.5% jump just this morning. So we're pushing $100 for WTI, which is the contract that really affects our energy prices. And then Brent's at 117 and change. Right now, gas prices, the average across the country, is at 388. Todd, you were saying you just paid, what, 350 a gallon?
Yeah, just trying to look it up, yeah.
Yeah, so look, so today, they're going to be talking about it at the White House. Energy Secretary Chris Wright and the Vice President are going to meet with the board of the American Petroleum Institute. This is the largest oil and gas lobbying group. The top executives from all the oil companies, Chevron and Exxon, are all part of this group. And they've got some issues. Originally, they were going to talk permitting when this was all put together, this plan. But now it's going to be, how do you handle, you know, the geopolitical tensions that are coming from the Iran conflict?
Okay, a couple of things to understand here. Okay. World War II, 4 years, hardships, major. We make it through 4 weeks of gas prices significantly lower than the entire most inflationary year of the Biden regime. 2022, gas prices were above $4 on average and actually hit $5.11 when inflation went to 9.1%. So I don't want to hear about gas prices from Democrats who didn't give a rip when gas prices were over $4 for almost a year. They didn't care. Not interested. Didn't care. But I'm here to let you in on a little secret, okay? I'm not the slightest bit worried about this. I'm not. Things are going to get a little weird until Trump can kick the Irwinis' rear ends right into the Strait of Hormuz. That's coming, by the way. They will capitulate to him. You saw the beginning of that yesterday with NATO and Mark Rutte. Going to get into that in a minute. But let me tell you why gas prices are going down, and they're going down significantly. I don't know the date, but it's in the coming months. That Russian oil is going to hit the market, thank God. Been screaming about this for years since the International Energy Agency admitted that the hit, the financial pain of the Russian sanctions on their oil, the group of people who carried that pain the most, not Russian, American middle and lower middle class, because it significantly raised the price of gas. So what you just saw was Trump use the war as an excuse finally to do what needed to be done, what I've been screaming for years, take off the Russian sanctions. Here's why. Who is the number one producer of oil in the world right now in terms of barrels? Us. 11 to 13 million barrels a day. That's massive tranche right there. How many barrels was Russia producing before we hit them with the sanctions? 11 million. How many do they manage to sell now with the sanctions? 2 to 3 million a day. Not 11? No. And the 2 to 3 million are not on the world market. They're not counted. They're also topped out at 60 cents because of the stupid sanctions. So, folks, what happens when Russia goes back to the 11 million barrels it last pumped in 2019? Oil prices go plummeting down because now those barrels are not only Those barrels not only have buyers, they're on the world market. This is going to be fine. This is why the Trump people are not freaking out. This is why Energy Secretary Chris Wright keeps coming out and saying it's going to be great. We're going to have much lower oil prices. Those actually watching oil markets and understand and saying, yes, it is going to go up a little now. It's still pretty steady. Why aren't we seeing wild fluctuations like the Democrats claim? It's going to be $150 a barrel. It's going to be $120. We're not seeing that because they know the Russian oil is coming. They know the Russian oil is coming. Now, why was Russia sanctioned? We sanctioned them for meddling in our election and hacking the DNC server and hacking the boards of elections. In other words, Russia collusion. Not a one of those things ever happened. Russia did absolutely nothing. So it was a lie. The Russia sanctions were a prop by the Democrats to make the Russia collusion hoax look real. Their country was kneecapped for a lie, for the Russia hoax lie. But you paid. You paid the Russia hoax tax at the gas pump. We're going to end up finding out it was somewhere between 70 cents and a dollar a gallon. So I'm not worried about this. This is a temporary blip. We're nowhere near the $4 plus average for the entire second year of the Biden regime. Not even close to it. And those prices are going to come down when that Russian oil hits the market. And you know what Trump's going to do? It's not going to be 30 days. He's going to leave it on the market. Everybody knows it. So this is a small price to pay for Iran not to be able to menace us with ballistic missiles and nukes. Iran and the Democrats. Democrats imported thousands of terrorists. And now they expect us to live with them. Here we go.
So far, NCTC has identified around 18,000 known and suspected terrorists that the Biden administration let come into our country. These are individuals who, under normal circumstances, would never be allowed to enter our country because of their ties to jihadi groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda.
There was virtually no vetting during the Biden and the Obama administrations. We've been over that again and again. They didn't care. As long as somebody was believed to be Sunni Muslim, they would vote 92% Democrat. In they came. And in went Muhi Hanad Najim, 39, into that elementary school in Texas. You hear about this? Armed with a gun, tactical gear, and a taser. Yeah, he's from Iraq and unfortunately was recently naturalized. Wow, that's terrifying. Yeah, I know. Parents are completely freaked out if you Google it. They are absolutely terrified. You know why? He's out. He's out. They let him out after they arrested him. They're afraid to take the kids to school. Wait, where is this? Texas. Texas? Yeah, in Harris County. Wait, where's that? Houston. Blue Paradise. So all Democrat officials. Which is why the Democrat prosecutor there didn't think it was a big deal that he walked into the Iraqi walked into the elementary school with the tactical vest, taser, and firearm, but was arrested before he could hurt anyone. He's out. $75,000 bond, which means you only have to raise $7,500. Too bad he's already a U.S. citizen, just naturalized. But I'm sure he'll make a fine Democrat voter. Folks, all of this while Democrats work, as I said in the beginning of the show, to disarm you, passing gun control in Virginia. Unbelievable. While Chris has left jail, the prosecutor says, don't worry, he's under 24-hour house arrest with a GPS monitor. Yeah, so that way you could still vote Democrat, and we could just keep a little extra eye on him. The court has forbidden him from going anywhere. Folks, by the way, I'm just going to start talking about every story in terms of everybody, violent felons, illegal immigrants, migrants, unvetted terrorists being brought here. We're just going to call them Democrat voters. That's why they're here. That's why they're here. Unbelievable. The media notes, famous last words, his motives remain unknown. Oh, I'm sure you let him out long enough. We're going to find out. We're going to find out. Anyway, you should see the media. Oh, my gosh. Parents are afraid. I don't blame them. parents are afraid to send their kids to school. I know. I would be too.